Tuesday is February the 14th, which of course is Valentine's Day. You know, elementary school kids seem to love Valentine's Day. They love it in their classroom. You know, to get to bring cupcakes and heart-shaped cookies, you know, covered with frosting. And even when I was growing up, I don't know if they still do this or not, but we used to take something as simple as a shoebox. We would cut a hole, a slit in the top of it. We would cover it with construction paper. Usually it was a brown paper bag because that's all we had. We would write on it and take glue and make hearts out of glitter. And then we'd set it on our desk and we would exchange Valentine's Day cards in it. And we look forward to reaching in that box and pulling out those Valentine's Day cards and reading them. And we also had these. Remember these nice little heart-shaped confectionery sugar things with nice words written on them? And we'd exchange these words with one another. You want to take one out, Katrina? You want to read it? Cutie. Thank you, Katrina. David, you want to share one? Can't wait, can you? What's your say, David?
Only you, Father.
Only you, Father. What about one more here? Love you too, man. Thanks. Yeah. You know, not only should elementary school kids celebrate the love of Valentine's Day, not only should married couples and sweethearts and those who are engaged, should they be the only ones to celebrate on Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day holds at its heart care and friendship and love. All of us as Christians, we should have all hold what Valentine's Day holds for us, because that's what Christians are all about. We as Christians, we as followers of Christ, every day, every hour, every minute, every second of our lives should be about this great and powerful gift of love. You know, but how easy it is to put love off. How easy it is to avoid love. You know, sometimes it's like going to the dentist or going to the doctor. You know, we just put it off, we avoid it, we find it so difficult sometimes to share those words, "I love you." You know, to say those words, "I love you," to those that we find it the most difficult sometimes to say those words, "I love you," to. Or even those who are the closest to us. You know, we find it hard to speak those words of love to one another. The one of the ways that we can grow in our ability to love is by spending more time in relationship with God. For the closer and the tighter the relationship and the friendship that we have with God, the easier it is for us to say to our neighbor, for us to say to one another, to say to those that we love the most, "I love you." To speak those powerful and engaging words of love. This is exactly what Jesus is speaking about in this gospel. This is exactly what Jesus is speaking about with the scribes and the Pharisees. Because they were saying they were great lovers, but they weren't showing love at all. And so he says to his disciples in the opening lines of this gospel, he says to them, "Amen, I say to you, do not think that I've come to abolish the law of the prophets. I've come not to abolish, but to fulfill the law." This is exactly what Jesus came to do in the Bible. Jesus came to fulfill the law of the prophets. And the law of the prophets was to love. Certainly it was to keep the commandments. It was to keep oaths. It was to be about forgiveness and the work of forgiveness with those that you needed to forgive. But at its heart, Jesus is telling his disciples, love. Love your neighbor. Do good for those who persecute you. Go the extra mile. If someone wants one coat, give them your second coat as well. And Jesus is saying to them, don't do what the scribes and the Pharisees are doing. They're hypocrites. They love to take their place in the marketplace. They love to stand up front and do their highfalutin prayers. They like to wear, you know, fine clothing. But don't do what they do. Because they don't do it. They don't love. And he makes that point ever more clearly as he says to them, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is encouraging his disciples, and he's encouraging us because that's what we are. We are disciples. He's encouraging us to love. And the way that we love is we spend more time in relationship with God. The more time that we can spend with God, in friendship with God, in community with God, the easier it will be for us to love. You know, isn't it interesting that we can just put off the work of love, and we even put off being with God? You know, we let the demands of the world, you know, push up against us and tell us, oh, you don't have time to spend with God. This week, what I want to encourage us to do is push back against that feeling. Push back against that feeling that the culture says, do more, be more, work more. Push back against that. You know, it is true, isn't it, that we sit down and we start to pray and we think, I should be up doing something. You know, we feel guilty sometimes for sitting with God and doing this work of friendship and love with God. We feel guilty about doing this heart work that it takes to be about love. You know, I should be up and I should be cleaning the house, or I should be taking care of the kids better, or I should be returning an email, or I need to study, or I need to go out to the garage and do this work or that work. Push back against that feeling, because here's what God does. Because God is omnipresent, which means all-powerful, because God is all-powerful, God has a way to bend time into our favor. The more time that we can spend with God, the more time that we will have in life. And the easier it will be for us to do the things that are most important to do. Our culture says this is important or that is important, but the most important thing for Christians to do is to spend time with God, to pray, to love, so that we can be about the great laws that Jesus Christ has given to us. So this week, push back against that desire to do more and instead just be more with God. Because if you can be more with God, then God will help you to know what it is that you should truly be doing. You know, so as we celebrate Valentine's Day this week, you know, share hearts, share cute cards, send your wife a dozen of roses, you know, take care of going out. You heard that, Steve, didn't you? Yeah. You know, take care of going out and celebrating a nice dinner together. Do the things that St. Valentine encouraged us to do, but spend time in relationship with God as well. As you spend time in relationship with God, you'll grow in the great law that Jesus Christ came to give us, which the most important law that he gave us was to love. To love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our being. And as we do, we love our neighbor as much as we love ourselves. That we may-